Hi, I'm Robert Green, and welcome to another episode of Visual Studio Toolbox. On our previous episode, we had Damian Edwards on, and he talked about the JScript editor extensions, and I wanted to keep kind of our web theme going, so today I've invited Mads Christensen on. Mads, thanks for coming.
Thanks for inviting me.
Mads has written a number of enhancements or extensions. We're going to look at some of those today. Yep. So Mads, introduce yourself. Tell us what you do here at Microsoft.
Well, my name is Mads Christensen, and I work as a program manager for the web tools team. It's a part of ASP.NET and all the web tooling that goes into Visual Studio and the related products that has to do with HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and everything web, basically.
Okay. Yep. So the Damian's extensions are the JScript editor extensions. You just mentioned JavaScript, and people wonder, what is the difference? JScript, JavaScript?
Yes. Well, JScript was Microsoft's old implementation, and JavaScript, of course, is the official. We're actually getting rid of the JScript for what we see in the future.
Okay.
So we'll call it JavaScript. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Excellent. And there were some comments and some back and forth on the previous episode. So I just wanted to get that.
It is a thing of the past, and we will We will address it. Yes.
Okay. But I can take all my JScript coding forward to the new world of JavaScript, right?
Oh yes.
Okay. So you've written a number of extensions.
Yep.
Show us some of those.
Yes. Well, they're all in the Visual Studio Gallery.
Of course.
And you know, if you search for Mads here.
And that's actually a great way to search the gallery. And, you know, typically you'd go and search for the extension, but you know, I just want to see that guy Mads, you know, whoever he was. You go in and you type your name and then they show up.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And I have four extensions here. One of the top one here is the Web Standards Update, mm-hmm. which we released a couple of months ago, which brings Visual Studio more up to date on the web standards from the W3C mm-hmm. for HTML5, for CSS3, and for ECMAScript 5.
Okay.
So the next version of JavaScript.
Right.
I briefly talk about the other three ones. CSS3 support was my original attempt of updating Visual Studio, but it was rolled into the bigger web standards update. So this will actually go away and disappear.
Okay.
CSS Essentials is a way for me to write small tweaks and add a little bit of functionality here and there. There's only a couple of things in it right now, but I hope to update it on an ongoing basis with tweaks and updates. And then finally, the Image Optimizer, which help you optimize images. And it's a kind of a funny thing. A lot of people, when they save images from Photoshop or Paint.net or whatever image editor they have, mm-hmm. There's always these Save for Web or all these tools that make us think that now our images are actually as optimized as they can be.
Right.
Unfortunately, that's not true. And the Image Optimizer helps you by right-clicking and say Optimize Image to shave off that extra thing without compromising the quality of the image.
Yep. So we'll spend most of our time on the Web Standards Update, and then we'll take a quick peek at the other two, and that'll be good. All right.
All right. So the Web Standards Update came about because at the time when Visual Studio 2010 shipped, HTML5, CSS3, and ECMAScript 5 was still very young and was still very unstable in the specifications. So that never made it into the product.
Mm-hmm.
When Service Pack 1 shipped, we did actually include some HTML5 updates for the HTML editor, but nothing for CSS3 and nothing for ECMAScript, a JavaScript update. So what this is an attempt to do is to, first of all, update the HTML5 support that came in SP1,
mm-hmm.
and then add all the things for CSS3 and ECMAScript 5. So from we started doing this work, actually a lot of changes has been made to the standards. So right now it's very much in flux, but what we have in the update was a snapshot of what it kind of looked like some months ago.
Okay.
So some of the things that we did fix in HTML, and some of the things that we got a lot of feedback on, was where we did something wrong, where we would actually invalidate completely valid markup. And one of the things is the script tag here. In Service Pack 1, it would require you to have the type attribute. This guy.
Right.
This is no longer needed, and we don't get any errors. So that was a fix. Another one was, well, if I have a type, and I have text HTML, or I have text and then some jQuery stuff here, it will also give an error because it was not on the list originally. So first of all, now we put it in the list, so you get IntelliSense for the XJQuery templates mm-hmm. and for text HTML. But you can actually write whatever you want in there, and we won't invalidate it. So that was some of the feedback that we heard. Some other stuff that we did was in the way that we provide IntelliSense. So a lot of places we actually didn't provide IntelliSense where it was really helpful for you. So even though this is not specifically part of HTML5, this is part of the editor and the experience that the user has using the editor. Mm-hmm. So an example of that is the char set here, for instance. We now actually do provide a list.
Nice.
And this is the 8 most used char sets out there. So we actually figured out what is the most commonly used ones, and we add that to the list.
No tooltip that tells you which one you should use?
No.
All right.
No. Actually, we don't. Yes, the HTML5, we cannot add tooltips as of right now to Visual Studio 2010 for these values. So okay. You will have to kind of know what you want. But the added benefit here, even though it doesn't seem like a big thing, is that you no longer have to go online, you know, search for encodings and figure out which to use. Now you kind of just have it here, and it makes it very easy. Some other things that we added was support for ARIA. So ARIA is a standardized way of doing accessibility. So this is how the W3C tells us to implement accessibility. And what it means is that if you as a web developer build websites for government institutions or any like public office institutions, they have the demands out there by the European Commission and other government kind of things that tells you to make your sites accessible.
Okay.
And it's kind of difficult to do today. We don't have any tools that help you. But now we actually do. And we have it baked into IntelliSense. You need to know a little bit about ARIA to get it going. But we actually do provide IntelliSense, and we do statement completions for values. So it's going to be way more quicker for you to actually do this. And also check that it's correct what you're doing.
Right. There's a dash between ARIA and checked, for example. And, you know, you've got the various values that now you can just select from IntelliSense.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. So it all shows up. It makes it very much easy for you to go ahead. And there's a lot of improvements in this area. So we brought the HTML5 capabilities up to a more current level with this release. For CSS, we didn't have any CSS 3 support at all. But now, with this update, we do get a CSS 3 up here, which allows you to actually get full IntelliSense and validation for all these new CSS properties. So one of the things that we always heard from people was that, why is border radius invalidated? Why can I not write border radius? Border radius is the quintessential CSS 3 property.
Right.
And we actually do have it right here.
Excellent.
So we do support it now. It is fully valid and all these things. And we did that for all the properties that was in the spec at the time. So I told you a lot of things has changed. But a lot of things are still the same.
So is what you just showed an enhancement to the IntelliSense, or is it an enhancement to the compiler? So if I type that in 2010 SP1 without this extension, my project, I would get an error. It wouldn't compile. Now it does compile?
Yeah, so it would give you a warning. It would, in the error window, it would give you a warning. It wouldn't stop you from compiling or anything like that. Everything would still work, but you would end up with a document that Visual Studio would tell you was invalid.
Okay, right. Because at runtime, you have border radius in there. Runtime,
it works.
Right. The browser doesn't care who wrote this code. It's just that Visual Studio no longer tells you this is invalid when it wasn't to begin with.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay.
So it is as you mentioned, it is IntelliSense and it is validation.
Right.
That's what it is. So we didn't update the compiler, the parser, or any of the components within Visual Studio. We only updated the schema information for us that we use to generate these things.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of took it one step further, because what we realized by looking at hundreds and hundreds of real-world style sheets were that people actually use...
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, it is actually, because you learn a lot. And you learn a lot about what people do in real world. So the approach that we had before was, let's make sure that we do what the W3C says is valid. But that's not what we see people do. People actually write stuff that is invalid because they need to, because browsers do understand different kinds of syntax and properties and so on. Properties that aren't necessarily valid according to the W3C.
Okay.
So some of them are the vendor-specific one, like the Moz here. This is a Mozilla-specific thing for Firefox. We actually do provide IntelliSense for it.
Very good.
So you see here, we do even validate that you are actually typing this thing incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that people do all the time. And we realized this. And we said, if we want to make a real-world editor for CSS, we need to kind of understand this thing and understand what people do and make sure that we support you. Instead of working against you for the sake of keeping standards, we now want to work with you.
Well, we know that a large percentage of folks building websites with Visual Studio are targeting browsers other than Internet Explorer. That's just a fact.
Yes.
So they're using Visual Studio. We should help them.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, at this level, we shouldn't care.
I totally agree. Yeah. And so that was kind of the thinking behind why we wanted to actually include some of the vendor-specific stuff. So we do actually have, we have the Mozilla stuff, we have WebKit, and we have MS.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so those are the browsers, Safari, Chrome, IE, and Firefox.
Right.
So we're actually going to release another one of these updates. And hopefully not in the far future, but relative soon. And there we include Opera-specific stuff as well.
Okay.
So we're going to take all the changes that have come since the original one,
mm-hmm.
plus some additional features and nice-to-haves, and we're going to add that to the next version. And
to,
one of them
to the next version of Visual Studio or the next version of the update?
Of the update.
Okay.
So when we...
The follow-up question is, does this stuff get baked into Visual Studio vNext?
Well, Visual Studio vNext is very much about standards, very much about making sure that your CSS 3 and your HTML 5 and your JavaScript just works within Visual Studio and within browsers and so on. So we're going to definitely have like full CSS 3 and full HTML 5 support within Visual Studio. Whether or not it's going to look exactly like this,
mm-hmm.
we'll know later on.
Okay.
But CSS 3 and HTML 5, definitely. So yeah, we said when we launched the original one, the first one, we said that okay, we're gonna update maybe every quarter, because the flux that the standard is in actually changes so often that it makes sense to do like that frequent update. So and we're kind of nearing, we're around the time where it was 3 months ago, so it's about time that we roll out a new one.
And then since the specs, it's not finished.
Nope.
It will continue to evolve. So I would imagine that there'll be additional updates for this.
Yes.
Both for 2010 as well as for vNext.
You're absolutely right. The specs are not standing still, and they're not standing still a year from now either, or far further out in the future. So this is definitely not the last thing we're going to see to a web standards update.
Right.
We're going to keep making sure that you get the latest as soon as we get the latest. Mm-hmm. So that's the approach we want to take. But we don't want to burden you about updating every week either.
Right.
So we kind of decided on, let's do some intervals where it kind of makes sense for you to adopt. So you might actually see the changes because they're bigger as they come, a little bit less frequent. Like every 3 months, there should be enough in there for you to actually see what it is.
Right.
Yeah. So for JavaScript, we also have some stuff. So navigator geolocations here, we have IntelliSense for geolocation. We have IntelliSense for DOM storage, local storage, session storage, and so on, which are ECMAScript 5 things. All of these things are more or less what IE9 understands. What we're going to do in the next version is that we're going to look at actually expanding the support for ECMAScript 5 by saying, okay, whatever IE10 understands, we want to get our hands into.
Okay.
And
just to, for the viewers that can't keep track of this, IE10 is in what condition?
It's in public preview 2 or something like that. Yeah, so it's still early. But we base it off of what we have. Mm-hmm. And in this case, we're using IE, basically, to figure out what it supports, and then we're going to support that.
Right, okay.
And there's a lot of new stuff basically coming for JavaScript. But all these improvements are something we've been working very hard on. These are, since everything changes all the time, it is actually something that we have a lot of people working on, making sure that we're up to date. We always are up to date with the latest stuff. And so we build up our own systems for handling this. And we can actually just take that and say, okay, let's export it into Visual Studio 2010 format. And that's actually what we do. So what we do is that we do like an XML extract of what we've got, and we give it to, or we create like an XML format that is understood by Visual Studio 2010. And that's what we actually do. So we don't update any components of Visual Studio. Okay. It's all like the XML files and the schema information that we update.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So if people have suggestions on what they want to see in the updates or questions, where's that conversation happening?
So if we go to this page right here, so we would really like all the feedback here in the Q&A section. Please leave all your remarks, all your suggestions, feedback, whatever, so we can actually do something about it. We really appreciate it if you do that. So email, Twitter, everything. I kind of listen to like search for these things on Twitter as well. So if you have anything to say about it, I will probably pick it up. But we'd really like to hear the feedback.
Right. So this Q&A tab or also the reviews is a good place to get to see what people think.
Yep.
There's a guy that's been 2 months and you don't have an update.
Okay. So in the original one, we did have an issue with the installer. So if people, they installed Visual Studio under a different path than, you know, the default path is like under the C drive and program files. But if you chose a different path, then you couldn't install this update. So that's, of course, something we're looking at. And that's, if you look at the reviews, that is actually what people don't like about this. We got really good reviews because we actually make sure that you're... we help you writing CSS3. We help you to write and validate what you're doing.
Okay.
So it is really valuable.
The next update would hopefully fix that?
But the next update should hopefully fix that, yes. Exactly. But I should just stress that this is not an official Microsoft product. This is just something that we've done, you know, after hours, in the weekends, in our own time.
Sure. Right.
So we really would like to have this fixed sooner, but, you know, it's all about how much time do we actually have outside work, outside life, and these kind of things.
Yep.
It's not something that we can spend our day on here at Microsoft. So we hope to get these things fixed, but just please be patient because it is It is kind of something we do in the weekends and stuff.
Okay.
So what we can do to test these things on different machines is kind of limited as well.
Sure.
We don't have access to the big QA machinery that we have here. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yep.
So that's basically the web standards update.
Yep.
Very cool stuff. And again, this one has been rolled into that, so
yep.
It will disappear soon.
This will disappear, yeah.
Okay. And 73,600 downloads. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Let's hope we get some more after people see it.
See the update.
And rush right out to get it. Cool.
Hope so. Some other interesting thing, the image optimizer. I can just quickly demonstrate that one. If I install that and I have some images here in my mm-hmm. Solution Explorer, I can right-click any file and say optimize image, or I can take an entire folder and do the same. Optimize images.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it does is that it takes the images and sends them up to a web service, to the smushit.com and punypng.com that are really, really efficient in compressing your image losslessly. So you don't lose any quality at all. It strips metadata, it rearranges some stuff,
mm-hmm.
And it uses a lot of products in the background like Image Magic and PNG Out and all these things to optimize your images. And you can see here, one of the images actually, I got a 27%.
Ooh. So that will work with PNGs, GIFs, JPEGs, the whole
yep.
works?
Even with animated GIFs.
Uh-huh.
And actually that's one of the biggest gains in where you can actually optimize most is on the animated GIFs.
Right.
So you can really, really make them small by running this tool.
Very cool.
Yep.
And what about the CSS?
The Essentials?
Essentials.
Yes. So we have a few things there. I have introduced the... You can see here you have a smart tag appearing when my caret is placed in a color value. And I can either hover it. We know this from C#. So I can either hover it and expand it and convert to RGB.
Nice.
Or, you know, control dot does the same. So if I don't want to use the mm-hmm. mouse, I can do that.
And you can go... will it go backwards from RGB
yes.
back to...
Undo.
Okay.
As though
so
this
if
is
I start off with RGB, then it doesn't automatically go to hex?
No. I don't think it does right
okay.
now. No, it does not. So it does a few other things, but mainly this is my playground. It does
mm-hmm.
have some useful stuff, and I will make sure to tell you when I have some more stuff in
okay.
there. And, of course, Twitter and my
right.
blog and so on.
And then people are welcome to come and flood you with all kinds of things they'd like to see.
Oh, yes, please.
Like a color picker
yes.
and all kinds of stuff that you'll look at and go, yeah, that'd be nice to have too, but...
Yeah. Yes, please do. I mean,
okay.
I think the only limitation almost is the time that I have.
Right.
Right. So if you have any great idea that I also really think is a great idea, I would love to implement it and see it used. I mean, I use Visual Studio. I'm a customer as well, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm a user.
I hope so.
I would love to see improvements anywhere in the places that I really care about, which is, for instance is CSS, right?
Mm-hmm.
So any good feedback, any suggestions, please send
okay.
them along, yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
So those are great extensions to download. Do they work with visuals with Web Developer Express?
Yes, they do actually.
Ah, with the Express, okay.
Yes,
awesome.
It actually does work with Express.
Excellent. Some of the extensions that we've had on the show before don't work with the
yes.
Express SKUs,
and
that's a
actually
source of some contention.
That's because this is not an extension, as we know it is not a V6,
right?
Which is the file format for extensions. So this is actually an MSI, it's an executable.
Okay, cool.
It replaces some files on your disk or
mm-hmm.
updates them. So it doesn't act like a typical extension. So there's a difference, and that's why
okay.
we actually made it work on Visual Web Developer Express.
Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, so Visual Studio VNext, we've been doing a lot of work on that, and
yep.
we hope to see that fairly soon. Of course, we can't say for sure,
yeah.
but we know it's coming.
Yep.
Can you give us a taste of what HTML5 and CSS and JavaScript development will be like in that? What types of things can we expect?
Well, as I just briefly touched upon before, is web standards. So if you're a web developer, we're going to do a lot of stuff related to web standards and to being practical about writing web code. Mm-hmm. We're not going to punish you for writing stuff that only targets Chrome or IE or stuff like that. We're actually going to help you because that's what we see people do. So expect to see that. Expect to see much more precise validation. Mm-hmm. And IntelliSense that really, really, really makes a difference. And basically everything that is about HTML5, CSS3, ECMAScript 5 is going to have a huge boost.
Okay.
Right. So look forward to that. That's going to be great. We've already shown some of the stuff coming out for web forms, for instance. So we do have some support for HTML5 in the framework and so on. Mm-hmm. And that's also going to be a big help for people who are web forms developers who wants a little bit extra HTML5.
Right.
They now have an easy way to do that. Yep.
Okay. Excellent.
Yep.
Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks
this
for inviting me.
Very cool stuff. People should download it and try them out, and then let Mads know what you'd like to see in future versions, and
he'll
see what you can do.
Yes.
All right. So that's all for Visual Studio Toolbox. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.